The park itself was affected, as was most of the town, with the floods. We have certain commitments around at the park. We have a number of birds and animals, kangaroos, emus, a goat, guinea pigs, and we have a very comprehensive little setup around there that we provide and look after for the benefit of the public. Floodwaters, of course, inundated the park, as it did a lot of the other parts of the town, and some animals, although not being distressed, were deemed to be distressed by someone, and some person came along, cut the fencing wire and let the animals out. This is the worst thing they could have done.
What happened once they were
out? We've been working. You can't just get a band of animals like that and put a fence around them and say, come, people, come and look at them. You've got to care for them. You've got to know how to treat them. You know what their peculiarities are, their idiosyncrasies. And these things were, although in the shape of the wild animal that they really are, they're very tame, domesticated creatures. We work hand in glove with the Shire here, with our local vet, Dr. Brian Clark, with the Department of Sustainability and Environment, with the Department of Primary Industry. And all these organisations have to be consulted before we do anything with the animals. On the day of the flood of the peak, the animals were checked on a number of occasions by Dr. Clark and were deemed to be in good health. There's also another gentleman who became involved in this episode. It was Mr. Trevor Alderson from Lancefield. He is the wildlife rescue officer for Wildlife Victoria. And he came up and he said himself that they were in pretty good nick, but they would have to be moved because we couldn't let them stay in the Lions Park overnight whilst not being in their compound. Dogs would get to them or some other creatures and all this sort of thing.
So once that fence was cut, they then had to be moved?
They had to be moved.
But they would have had dry, high ground in their enclosures if the fence was not cut?
Well, the entire enclosure was in fact flooded to a depth of about 10 to 12 inches. But this water would not have worried them. The flood would rise, reach its peak, and then begin to recede. And this was the opinion of all sorts of people around the place. The SES, our local SES operatives were of that opinion, and the out-of-town ones, of the veterinary surgeon itself. And we work under their auspices, of course.
And do we know who cut the fence?
No,
is there an
investigation? No, I don't. I have a couple of few suspicions, but I don't know, no. But we, since then, we've had numerous working bees at the park with our park committee, and we have re-strung the wire around the fences, and all those animals have now been moved from the pound, the council pound, back into their normal surrounds. We've also put four truckloads of dirt in the compound now in case it ever floods again, which it probably won't, but I don't know. Not in my time, perhaps, I don't know. But that has now formed a mound for them. We'll landscape that, and but they'll have some higher ground anyway.
But as a result of the stress of the move, some of those animals have in fact died.
Yes, both emus have died and one kangaroo, and this was a result, direct result of the cutting of the fence which released them, and then the stress of tranquilising them, sending them back over the pound and back again. So, yeah, we're very upset about this. We monitored the last emu over about 36 hours and eventually left about 7 o'clock on Friday morning.
I do understand that at the time, some of the media that appeared in Warracknabeel as that peak was coming through made the situation worse for a couple of the kangaroos.
Yes, well, Mr. Alderson from the Wildlife Rescue was over at the higher ground where the kangaroos gathered, which was, incidentally, I must say, about 6 feet from where the fence was cut. They didn't leave, and they won't leave. But he was there, and the water was lapping around there, and there was a reporter. And he was wandering around in fishing waders and kicking water into the animals' faces and taking flash photographs, which wasn't doing the animals much good at all. They're very, very stressful animals, kangaroos, in domestic circumstances like this, yeah.
How are they now?
Yeah, good. We brought them all back the other day, and they're now bouncing around the park there. New springs, they're doing very nicely now, back in their home compound. And we're proud to say that we hope to be looking after them again. No trouble at all.
And how's the goat?
The goat, Willie's beautiful. Yeah, she really is lovely. You must come around and meet her.
Absolutely. We will be round there after the show this morning. Thank you very much for joining us, Peter.
No worries. Thank you very much. My pleasure.